Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Welcome back, Catholic Answers Live. Tim Staples, an apologist for just decades and decades, as Carlos said, an apologist with an evangelizing heart, a real heart for evangelization. That is for bringing people to the person of Jesus Christ and to the fullness of his church, the Catholic Church. It's just been going on for decades. There was a time when the apologetics thing was called new apologetics, or the apologetics movement, and it started to really become something in the late 80s, early 90s. And I do think it was after a period of some confusion after the Second Vatican Council. And,
yeah.
There was a readiness to explain and defend the faith, and Tim's been doing it so faithfully for so long. But you were telling us before we went to the break, and I want to give you a chance to finish this, Tim. We're celebrating Tim's career today here. Also with us, Chris Check and Dr. Carlo Broussard. You were talking about your experience of preaching and teaching in India.
Yeah. In fact, I was telling Chris during the break, one of the many, many blessings. This has been a life changer for me. I always feel like whenever I go to a parish or a conference or wherever it is, I take away a lot more than what I gave. In that, when you how can you not, when you have people come up to you, like in Macon, Georgia, that who said, "Tim, I was a teenager, and that's what sparked me toward my vocation." I mean, my gosh, that kind of, we're so blessed. You know, the little flower didn't get to see a lot of the fruits of her suffering, right?
Right.
But she said, "I'll spend my heaven doing good on earth." We are blessed to be able to see so often the fruits of our labor. But at any rate, I wanted to share with you, and Steve, thanks so much for sharing what you just shared, because Steve and I go back a long, Steve Ray, of course, I'm talking about, we go back a long way and done lots of conferences together, but our two trips to India and the Philippines were really life changers. And again, I have to say, it was for me. You know, we spoke to thousands and thousands of people, and that last event was enormous. And it was seeing the university there in Mumbai, built by St. Francis Xavier. And, you know, it's been running for 500 years.
And
doesn't matter if you're Hindu, Muslim, everybody wants to get in that school, because to this day, it's the best education you're going to get there. It was such a blessing seeing all this. But the painful thing, Cy, and Steve warned me about this, is when you see the poverty. And I was telling Chris, you know, I often, whether it's Berkeley up in California, I did the same thing, get up early and travel down that. If you're into Berkeley, right, you go down that long corridor. If you keep going, you'll go to the bay eventually when you leave the gate, you know. And I did that. I wanted to actually see, and yeah, it was pretty bad out there in Oakland, you know. But in India, I did something similar. I said, I'm going to go for a walk. And I got up very early, oh, dark 30, as we said, right, Chris?
Yes.
Dark 30. And I walked out and down this long corridor to the gate there, and you've got armed guards. It's an odd thing. You see these guys with arms. And there's a reason for that. Right outside of the gate of this five-star hotel we were staying in, there are people literally starving to death. They're outside. And they stopped me at the gate and said, "Yeah, sir, you don't want to go out there." And I said, "I'm an old Marine. I can take care of myself." And they didn't laugh. They were like, "No, we highly, highly suggest that you don't do this." And I said, "Well, I'm going to do it." So, because we can't guarantee your safety. And I said, "All right." So I went out there, and there were numerous things that I saw. For lack of time, I wanted to zero in on this one. I'd been walking a bit. And remember, this is Mumbai, 14 million people, at least back then. I'm sure it's more now, 14 million people. And as I said to Chris, they were all out in the street at the same time. The cars, just it's insane. And I saw a ways ahead of me a trash truck. And you're driving in kind of a pretty wide 3-4 lane road. And all of a sudden, this truck stops, pulls out, beep, 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 and backs up. And lifts up and dumps just a ton of trash over a stone wall, right in the middle of a, you know, a highway. You're like, what? So, okay. So I pick up the pace. I want to see what's going on here. And by the time I get up there, they dump this massive amount of trash. And I got up to the stone wall and I look over the wall. And what you have there is this massive dump, just trash as far back, stinking to high heaven. And there were families. Some of the families had little, like, sticks up with what looked like sheets stretched between them. That's their roof. And that one guy has, like, wood burning and has, like, a pot of at least water. I think they boiled the water in order to get some kind of sanitation because the only water they had there was a black pond. And I see these kids. And this one kid in particular, I can picture him right now with a distended belly. He was black from the filth. He didn't have a stitch of clothes on, probably didn't own any clothes, but he was just buck naked. And he's there going through the trash. And there were families. They live in this dump. And so when the truck comes, they're like, wow, hallelujah, right? We're going to eat. And so they would come, and this just this one kid picking through the trash, and he would eat some, and then he had a little tin cup, and he would put some in the cup. And when he got the cup, and I'm sitting there, I'm watching him, and when he got the cup filled, joy. He's joyful, and he runs back to his father as if to say, look what I have, Dad. And there was joy in the midst of that suffering. And later after the conference, we had lunch. Was it lunch or dinner with Cardinal Gracious and Bishop Gracious, and there were a whole lot of priests there and Mother Teresa's sisters and whatnot. And I shared that story with him, and I said, you know, it blew my mind. You know, we have kids that complain because they don't have the latest Air Jordans.
Right.
You know, these kids are happy to get scraps from a trash dump.
Yeah.
But I said, my goodness. And you know, guys and girls, those of you listening right now, the reason for that is deeply steeped in the Hinduism and the casteism that the caste system that is also rooted in Hinduism.
Yes.
And a terrible sort of overlapping to where the darkness is palpable. It's demonic.
Yeah, it's a disdain for mankind.
It is. And they'll run up to feed a cow. I saw this in Mumbai. You have a bull or a cow come down the street. They will feed the cow, let the person starve to death right next to a cow. I mean, this is real. I saw it. But I said to Cardinal Gracious, and yet in the midst of all that, I did see something good and true and beautiful that permeates through all that darkness, and that is that blessed are the poor. That's a reality that in our human condition, it just seems that poverty tends to bring you closer to God than wealth. Amen. Yeah. It just seems to work, you know, Chris?
It's in the Bible.
It's in the Bible, amen. But it's also written into our DNA, isn't it? And I said, Cardinal Gracious, if we could bring the gospel to these people, because if they could see that our salvation is rooted in penetrating into that darkness and bringing good out of it in this life, not just waiting for your reincarnation, but now, we could transform India. And then he kind of laughed. He said, yeah, that's true.
That's the idea, Tim.
That's right. Piece of cake, right?
Well, Christianity is so loathed by the Hindu government officials because it calls them out.
It does. But you know what, Chris? This was exciting to me. And I had never seen it till I went there. You're right. They hate, I mean, Christians, especially up in the north, in those provinces.
Oh, they're terribly persecuted up there.
Woo! It's really bad. But you know what? Here, this is amazing. I mentioned to you, Chris, that Steve Ray told me about going and getting a sandwich and trying to give it to some of these poor people. And he had a Hindu literally run up to him and scream at him and say, "What you are doing is bad. That person needs to be there. He deserves to be there. You don't do that. You don't give them food," right? But you know what, Chris? In the experience that I saw, they don't do that to mother's sisters.
No.
They don't.
They're afraid of that.
They are. Isn't that awesome? You're right. They are afraid. When mother's sisters go out and start picking up bodies, they move out of the way.
Yeah.
Because they see them as angels.
Though behind the scenes, they harass them. They make it very hard for them to get their visas. They limit the length of time they can get their visas for.
But not the average Indian that sees them and knows. They go, it's beautiful. That's the gospel, Si.
Yeah.
We can permeate no matter how dark the culture is. You give me a Catholic who is sold out to Jesus Christ and is willing to die to share the gospel, and there's nothing the devil can throw at us that won't be crushed.
I know one of those Catholics. We're celebrating them today. Tim Staples, our guest. We got to take a break. We got to do the break. And when we come back, I'll play another testimony to Tim, and we'll see if Tim can recognize the voice on Catholic Answers Live.
Your questions, Catholic Answers Live.
Support for Catholic Answers Live comes from Catholic Chemistry, a dating app for Catholics. Founded by a longtime member of the Catholic Answers team, CatholicChemistry.com.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Magnificat. Published monthly, Magnificat features texts of daily mass, prayers, articles, meditations, art commentaries, and more, in step with the liturgical rhythm of the church, on the web at Magnificat.com.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Real Estate for Life. Real Estate for Life connects homebuyers and sellers to real estate agents while supporting pro-life organizations. On the web at realestateforlife.org.
The EWTN Radio Listener Comment Line is open right now for you. If you've got a question or comment about what you hear on EWTN Radio, we'd love to hear it. Call 205-795-5773. We'd also like to know how our programming has impacted your life or the life of someone you know. That number again, 205-795-5773. And thank you for listening to EWTN Radio.
Oh my gosh! I've delayed on some of these testimonies, so we got to get to some of these. Let's play one for Tim. We'll see if you can at home tell who this is, and then we'll see if Tim knows who is speaking. Tim Staples, still a part of the Catholic Answers family, but not coming in day to day anymore. And so, after almost 22 years of very, very faithful service, we're celebrating Tim today. Our guests are Dr. Carla Broussard and Chris Check, and see if y'all can identify who this is.
Hey, Tim, this is Deacon Harold Burke-Simmons. Congratulations on your retirement, and how blessed and honored I've been truly to have you as an influence and a mentor in my life. And so glad we got an opportunity to speak together, especially during our speaking tour in Australia.
Yes.
Please be assured of my prayers for you as you continue this next phase of your journey. God bless you, my friend.
Was that Deacon Harold?
Chris got it. Amazing. Very, very subtle how you picked up on that, Chris.
Talk about a powerhouse.
Well, I think of these two guys are in a similar category when it comes to charisma.
Oh,
right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Right. You two have traveled together, preached together, talked together.
I got to tell you, when I first heard his, you know, I forget what he calls it, but you know, Carlo, the story when he tells about his father, and he basically had a relationship with his father that had devolved to hatred. Mm-hmm. Even after he's a Catholic and out speaking, he still had. And their reconciliation, that talk, there's not a dry eye in the house when they reconcile. And oh gosh, it's so powerful because that story shows you how you can be living the gospel as best as you know how, sharing the gospel. The Holy Spirit is moving in your life, and yet there is a massive hole in your life that needs to be dealt with. And that that reconciliation, I believe, has led to what you see now with Harold. That man is a dynamo. But that, you know what? That's what Jesus wants to do, Si, is straighten up all our crooked lines. And he uses us even when we still have crooked lines.
That's right. Yes.
Otherwise, he couldn't use any of us. No. But he straightens those things out so that we can fly straighter and straighter. And that's his story.
Tim makes a point here that gives me an opportunity to say something I want to say before the hour expires, because we are going so quickly through.
It's so fast.
Yeah, through this time. Especially in the first hour, we were talking about the number of people, the countless number of people who have been influenced by the work of Tim Staples and their lives turned around by it. And when you have had that effect on people, there is a temptation to thinking well of yourself when you've done. When you've helped as many people as Tim has, you can start to think, I am actually very good at this. Yeah. I have actually.
Jesus must be so grateful to have me. He must be so pleased.
And everyone sitting at this table, and Carlo also, and we don't have to say who, but we have experience with people who've had real falls in our work.
Yes. Oh, that's right. Yeah, we have seen that.
In our work.
That's a good point.
Because they thought it was about them. And never in the time that I have worked with him have I seen any indication that he thought he had anything to do with this.
Yes.
But in fact, that he was a conduit of the grace of the Holy Spirit and the action of the Holy Spirit. He was here to help. Yes, he put in the hours and he put in the research, and nobody has a command of Scripture, or not just Scripture, but
the conciliar of the
documents.
Church. Holy smokes, I know.
And encyclicals and the Summa, right? Although Carlo might be a little ahead of him on the Summa.
Carlo is a long way ahead of me.
Okay, but you get one, Carlo. Yeah. You get one area.
And so anyone with this extraordinary capacity and command of the subject matter, it would be perfectly reasonable for him or her to think, I'm actually very good at this. I've actually helped a lot of people. But there is such a humility in Tim. I've never seen any indication at all that because celebrity is a very bad, stupid thing in our line of work.
It is. Yeah.
It's actually bad for anybody. It's pretty much bad to be a celebrity. It's really a difficult thing to handle. Amen. And most people don't handle it well.
I'm amazed that anybody handles it well. Like,
right?
You see some people who seem gracious.
No, I mean, there's this guy
who
can throw a pitch, who plays for the Dodgers, right? And he bats well too.
Yes.
How can you possibly? Or these guys who throw the football the way that they do.
Yeah.
How can you possibly manage that level? And then the whole world is so amazed at what you're. How can you manage that?
Yeah.
And a lot of them don't manage it.
Yeah. But Tim.
But here Tim is actually working on the playing field that actually does matter, because it's the playing field where salvation and damnation are at stake in what we're doing. And never have I seen in Tim any indication that he thinks that it's about him. And what does that come from? It comes from a serious interior life. And by the way, it's the prayer life of the Staples family, and I know because I see Tim at Santa Sofia or Our Lady of Grace, and after Mass, they're there, they're making their Thanksgiving after Communion, and they're doing they're saying their prayers after Mass together as a family, and I just know because I know the Staples kids, and I know Valerie, right? So it's genuine. It is a genuine thing that without the work that starts in the interior life and cultivates that humility, this thing ends in disaster.
That's right. God. That's right. A long time ago.
But instead, it's ended in extraordinary fruit. Hey, so, I mean, I wanted to get that in because Tim has not fallen victim to celebrity, and he very easily could have.
You got to go quick, though, because I got to get Carlo back in here. So okay. Well, you could say something at your own party.
Go ahead. I said this, guys, at my going away party the other day. And I have to...
Wait, you had a going-away party for him? Why am I just hearing about this now?
You were there.
Oh, that's right. That's there.
Right. Okay, you were there.
No, okay, I remember that.
At our favorite San Diego brewery, Ale Smith.
Ale Smith.
Yeah, okay.
But I said this there, and I have to say this for the folks to hear is because what you just described is what I've experienced at Catholic Answers. We have guys like Carlo Broussard, who is about that. You take a picture of that dude, because that's humility.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
This guy who is brilliant, who now, as I said, he used to ask me questions. Now, when it comes to St. Thomas, that's my guy.
Yeah, right.
Right there. Hey, Father Smith is good. Thomas Smith is good, but you're still my guy, Carlo, right? All right. I mean, it's extraordinary to see. But see, it's a culture. There's a culture here.
That's right.
At Catholic. And you guys know, I said this in my farewell to the crew here, but you create a culture. And that's the thing. Individuals can pull the wool over your eyes. You know, you can fool people.
Right,
and you can, but you know what? There's no way you can fool 21 years that I've been here at Catholic Answers and see a culture of love.
Yeah.
And joy.
You are right on the money.
And humility, where people, hey, we may screw up at times and get ourselves in mess, but you know what? Because we have that foundation, the foundation of we know he's God and we're not.
yep.
And we live that, and there's a real love for God and a real love for neighbor here at Catholic Answers. That's why de Tocqueville's famous line, right? America's great because she's good. When she ceases to be good, she will cease to be great. That's the secret right here. You lose that, Carlo, in your department, and you've lost everything. If guys aren't on their knees praying, if they're not begging for scraps at the master's table, as St. Francis would said, and I think Jesus had something to say about that in Matthew 15, right? Then everything will go up in smoke. But the reason why I am so confident that that's not going to happen, that anything's possible, because we're free agents, we can turn away from Jesus, is because of the fact that we have a culture here at Catholic Answers. These people love each other, and they love God, number one, and number two, they love each other.
So out of love of Jesus Christ.
Amen. And so, y'all, please... This will be my last begging for money I can do for you here, all right? Don't stop.
Wait a minute. Call now.
888. Carlo, what do you think about all that?
Well, first of all, the first thought that comes to mind is Tim knows to whom the glory belongs. And he knows from whom the talent comes that he's able to use in the ministry. And that's evident throughout his career and my friendship with him. He knows from whom the blessings come and to whom to give the glory. And secondly, you know, Tim, you mentioned how you can't fool 21 years. Now, that not only applies in the direction of Catholic Answers, 21 years for you, showing you their charity and our charity towards you, but it also applies to you, right?
Right?
That you as a team member, as an apologist, can't fool the Catholic Answers family for 21 years, which is conducive of your humility, of fostering, cultivating humility, not only for you, but for all of us on the team. Whether we're apologists or we're working in customer service, because whenever you're part of the team and part of the family and being with one another, you can't fool each other. And so it is an environment that is ordered toward growing in the virtue of humility, which is only further ordered towards the effectiveness of the mission. Mm. And that's why being a part of the team, having a team to be a member of, having a family to be a member of, is so important in this line of work. Because when you are individual and you're on your own, without that accountability, it is more difficult. Not going to say it's impossible, but it's more difficult to preserve that virtue of humility and grow.
I heard somebody say it, Carlo. I forget who it was. Everybody needs a boss.
It's true.
Amen. I think it was Chris Check.
It's true.
And the boss said that. To your credit, Tim, you've in your ministry, you've always subordinated yourself to a boss. You've never gone on your own and built your own empire, and you had definitely the skills and the talents to do that. But you've always been affiliated with some group, right?
Amen.
St. Joseph Radio, St. Joseph Communications, St. Joseph Radio, I think, if
that's
my memory serves me correctly.
You're right.
St. Joseph Communications, the Catholic Answers.
Yeah.
And I'll say from a personal perspective, that witnessed to me. So you, from the time I was 18, were my model for what it was to be an apologist. And so I've always seen you affiliating yourself with a group, with a team. And I firmly believe that that actually rubbed off on me to be able to see the value of that, such that I never went or desired to go off on my own and build my own empire, but I wanted to be a part of a group like you were. So thank you for that.
I tell you what, I'm the oldest of all of us here. I'm older than Tim by 2 months, but I am the youngest as far as being a member of the Catholic Answers family. And I am so grateful for what you built here, Tim, that exactly what you said, that culture. I feel like I've been in formation for 10 years now, you know, and I'm so grateful for that formation and for not being on my own, figuring it out. But I've been corrected while I've been here, and I've been supported while I've been here, but all for the greater glory of God. I do think that's you, Tim. You planted that seed here.
God,
all right,
more
video and audio testimonies when we come back. We're celebrating Tim Staples today on Catholic Answers Live. Why do we baptize? Does it really do anything? In Baptism Now Saves You, Dr. Carla Broussard explains the unbreakable relationship between baptism and salvation, making sense of the church's teaching in a way that's easy to understand and ready to share. St. Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you." Discover what that means today. Order your copy of Baptism Now Saves You at shop.catholic.com or ask for it at a good Catholic bookstore.
The world has a lot of questions about Catholicism. It's a big faith, and it deserves a big book of answers. Well, now it has two. Get the Big Book of Catholic Answers, Volume 2, and have 300 clear, reliable Catholic answers right at your fingertips whenever something comes up at work, with friends, or around the dinner table. Order your copy of the Big Book of Catholic Answers, Volume 2, at shop.catholic.com or ask for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
From the dawn of creation, angels have stood in the presence of God as messengers, warriors, and guardians. Some seek our fall. Some intercede for our salvation, and one is assigned to protect you. In the new book, Angelic Answers, Father Mike Driscoll uncovers the truth about angels and their unseen battles. So mysterious to us, and yet so close. Get Angelic Answers today at shop.catholic.com or at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Who was Jesus? It's the most important question in the world. Was he a great teacher? A religious myth? The Messiah and Lord? In Evidence for Christ, apologist Jimmy Akin builds a powerful step-by-step case from history, scripture, and reason, showing that Jesus is the fulfillment of prophecy and the risen Lord. Get your copy of Jimmy Akin's Evidence for Christ today at shop.catholic.com or at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Welcome back, Catholic Answers Live. So many people have worked with Tim Staples over the years, whether here or in the apostolate, or on mission trips and all that kind of stuff. Here's one. Let's see if you recognize who this person is, Tim. Okay.
Hey, Tim, Jason Everett here. Congratulations on the retirement. But let's be honest, we all know Tim Staples. You're not retiring. You're just going to keep doing awesome things for God. So thank you for your dedication to the faith. I mean, your learning combined with your zeal for souls has always just been such an incredible 1-2 punch for God and for the church. And so thank you for the witness that you are, and be assured of our prayers as you move forward to the next thing God has for you.
Praise God.
I mean, you think about Matt and Jason and so many people that have gone forth from this place.
Yeah, I was that guy's boss. And I got to tell you, I've been the boss of quite a few guys that come through here. And there's a point where you say, you know what? We need to let this horse run.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, you just got the sense that with his chastity message and so, nobody, come on, Chris, Nobody does it like Jason.
I just heard Jason speak a couple of months ago here locally for Children of the Immaculate Heart. And by the way, he stepped into the breach because it was supposed to be Kristalina, but she got in a car accident the day before.
Right.
And Jason came here. Yeah, Jason said, I'll come do it. Yeah. I was floored.
Yeah.
I was absolutely floored. But you're right. And, you know, from time to time people say to me, oh, well, Matt Frad left or Patrick Madrid left or
Jason Everett
or whatever.
Rosalind Moss.
And are you sorry about that? I said, I'm not sorry about that at all. Catholic Answers is the crucible where these people are formed.
Absolutely. And I remember saying to Jason just that because, you know, I'm in his boss, but it got to the point where I saw Mark Brumley. Oh, yeah, Mark Brumley. But I said to him, Jason, man, I really think you need to leave Catholic Answers because you're going to be bigger. And our focus is not chastity. We're more apologetics. But you are the best in the world at what you do. Brother, I just want to see you fly. And that was Carl Keating's vision from the start. He wanted to create an atmosphere where we could create apologists. And not, I don't know if he said it back then, not necessarily just for Catholic Answers, because of course we were forming folks for Catholic Answers, but come on, we were forming apologists to go out
for
and
the
change
church.
The world.
For the church.
It's not about Catholic Answers. That's the best thing about Catholic Answers, is it's not about Catholic Answers. When you get to know these people, it's about Jesus and it's about Holy Mother Church. But Jason, man, I really appreciate you,
Matt Pinto, the fellow that founded Ascension Press.
Oh my goodness! Yeah,
so many. I tell you what, we do have a longer.
Leodaro.
We got that's right, Leodaro. We got a longer testimony. You ready to play it, Darren? This is by somebody, just one of the great Catholic voices out there today. Also, just an absolutely wonderful person. He'll probably say his name in the first 2 seconds, but that seems to be the trend here. But if not, I think you'll recognize him very quickly. But Tim, this guy loves you. This guy really loves you, and this is one of the great voices in the Catholic Church today.
Hi, Tim. Marcus Peter here.
Of course.
Years and years ago, I remember encountering your work in Behold Your Mother. I was in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. I was an anti-Catholic Assemblies of God youth preacher, and I chanced upon your work. And it was particularly Chapter 3, What's in a Name, that helped me come to terms with Ke Kara Tomine, the notion of Mary being so uniquely graced, and how that feeds into how we can properly understand the Immaculate Conception. And it showed me the deep biblical heritage that the Catholic Church had in all of her teachings, including especially her Mariology, and that was the final hurdle I had. That work that you put out paved the way to me becoming Catholic.
Beautiful.
And from there, you were a source of inspiration when I was encountering heterodoxy in a particular religious congregation. And I thank you for the words of encouragement you emailed me. Years later, I found myself in the United States and we met at Ave Maria University. We talked about Ratzinger. And since then, you've been a tremendous spiritual insight. You've been a tremendous spiritual encouragement. And so to that end, I want to say thank you. Thank you for planting the seeds that led to me now becoming a Catholic apologist, evangelist, author. Thank you also because the faith I have in the Catholic Church has led to my sacramental Catholic marriage with my beautiful bride, and the faith that my children have, and the faith that their children might have one day. You had a hand to play in all of that. And so I thank you for your stalwart witness. I thank you for planting all those seeds. And I know you might never know the full extent of the work you've done in this life, but know that you've impacted lives like mine. And in my gratitude, please know that in these years of retirement for you, my bride and I will continue to pray for you, and we'll continue to pray for all the work that you are going to put out. Be assured of our continued friendship, and know that you hold a special place in our hearts. God bless you for your faithfulness to him.
What a beautiful testimony.
Oh, God. I'm falling apart.
By the way, and he left out, by the way, now, he's CEO of Ave Maria Radio.
Of Ave Maria Radio.
Now, not only does he have the show, he hosts the show, he's an author.
Yeah.
But I think I listened to him, and I think That's a humility. He has a humility too. Marcus Peters does, and he's.
You know what? I got to say this. That you know, there are certain guys, and Marcus, I wish you wouldn't have done that because you just destroyed
him,
me. I'm trying to keep from doing this, Chris. But you know what? There are certain guys, you know, that you meet like Carlo. And even though, Carlo, you know, when I first met you, you were 17 years old, and then we were 18. I want to stay in touch, and I want to be an apologist. I was kind of like, okay, yeah, we'll see. But the thing is, I wanted to get to know you and to help you. That's what I wanted to do. But Marcus was another one of those who has passion, and he has the chops. He has the desire, and you know that. There's certain guys and girls that come into your life where you see, man, this person, I'm going to give the time. Because, you know, Chris, you can't give everybody all the time, and you have to be discerning. That's the hardest thing to do, is to learn when to say no. You know, I just don't have the time. I never said no to you, Carlo.
I never said
no to Marcus. And there are other folks that would send me questions, or they wanted to get together and talk Ratzinger. Yeah. And such. And man, we were talking about, I think during the break, that we're so blessed in this apostolic labor that we work in, because, you know, I mentioned to Chris during the break that you have the little flower who really didn't get to see the fruits of her labor, although she was such a giant, a doctor of the church, oh my gosh. But she was such a giant, she knew she was going to spend her eternity doing good on the earth. But yet she didn't see. We get to see it, Chris, a lot of times. And that serves to me as a shot in the arm for
it
me
does.
To want to go on. Yeah. Thank you, Marcus. Yeah.
Hey, I hate to do. We're getting up against it here,
and
I've got
boy.
More things to play. I feel like I'm overprepared, and then you get the founder of the Bible Christian Society calls in, and so you're definitely gonna take a call from John Martinoni. John, God bless you, and thank you for calling. I'm sorry that we're so short of time, but you want to tell the Tim story, John?
Yeah, gentlemen,
John.
Good to talk to all of you. Tim, great to hear you, and you know, kudos on your whole career and everything. It's awesome. But I had a quick story. Tim and I, there was a parish in the Birmingham area. This was when Tim was fairly new at Catholic Answers. They wanted to do a weekend retreat with Tim and me as the two speakers. Tim flies in. We do the retreat at this Benedictine monastery north of Birmingham.
Yes.
He did four talks that weekend. I did three. And it was after, I think, his second talk of the weekend, which the talks were all awesome. But after the second talk, he did a Q&A. And several people asked questions. And this one person asked a question. And Tim, all of a sudden, he looks up at the ceiling. And he's going, well, that would be, and I'm not sure of the exact scripture verses he quoted, but it was something like, that would be, the answer to that is like Galatians 2, verses 14. And he starts pointing at the ceiling, 15, 16, and 17. And I'm like, what the heck's he looking at? You know? And then he quotes all of the verses that he just gave. Then, after he quotes them in English, he quotes them in Greek. And he's like, the Greek says this. And I'm looking at it like, this guy ain't from around here.
Oh, man.
It was just awesome. It was an awesome experience. But again, you know, that's Tim Staples for you. So, Tim, congratulations on your career and all the things you've done. It's just been awesome. Awesome experience knowing you and having the privilege to benefit from your work.
Oh, praise God. John Martinoni, God bless you. You brought us right to the break, so I have to leave it there, John. But what a perfect call. God
great
bless
story.
You. Thank you for calling and telling us that story. I've seen Tim look up at the ceiling from time to time. All right, we'll take a quick break. We got some more testimonies to the wonderful career of Tim Staples. How delightful to get to talk to John Martinoni. All right, we'll be right back on Catholic Answers Live.
Hang on. Catholic Answers Live will return in a moment. Alexian Brothers is a proud sponsor of Catholic Answers Live. For 800 years, these Catholic brothers have offered a prophetic and daring response to the gospel. Serving Christ in the sick, the poor, and the dying. Is God calling you to be a courageous disciple? If you feel called to total self-giving as a religious brother in the mission of Jesus, call our vocations office at 847-264-8703. That's 847-264-8703. AlexianBrothers.org. In Morse code, the sequence SOS is a distress call. It's been said that it stands for Save Our Souls. Well, right now our world is in big trouble, and we're putting out an SOS call for help. Will you answer that call? St. Paul Street Evangelization, a Catholic nonprofit, has hundreds of teams who share the good news with souls who don't know Jesus. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization. Visit streetevangelization.com to get involved.
This is Father Gerald Murray. Catholic truth conveyed through the radio reaches so many, both Catholic and non-Catholic, and they receive encouragement, strength, guidance, and enlightenment. The Holy Spirit is working through these radio waves that go out to all the countries of the world. Catholic radio, of course, is an effort to make Christ known.
The world needs EWTN Catholic Radio, now more than ever.
Welcome back, Catholic Answers Live. That is such a, that was so much fun to hear from John Martinoni. That was so gracious of him to pick up the phone and call, too. Thank you, John.
I can totally picture that story happening.
I had no trouble visualizing. That's Tim. He's picking out the Bible verse in on the ceiling. You've seen it, Garlo. You've seen all these things.
I've seen it many a time, friends, watching Tim give his presentations and quoting scripture. I remember listening to the radio and people calling in so fascinated with how Tim was able to quote so much scripture. And Tim, I remember having a conversation with you in a restaurant one time way back, and you were telling me that you had memorized like how much of the New Testament? Like almost all of it, right? At one point, you had it almost all memorized. Is that correct? I remember you talking about that.
No, I would say about half.
That's all? Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Okay.
I know.
We're ending the show now.
But guys,
I'd say Carlo,
that's when I was Protestant. It really was. It was when I was Protestant.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because
it waned a bit, huh?
Yeah. Because I got to memorize the catechism now, and I got to memorize the documents.
There's only so much space in that mental area, right? Yeah.
But you know what?
You know, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I have to thank my pastor back at Boulevard Baptist Church and Sunday school, where we had competitions. And I'll tell you what, the Southern Baptist man, Pastor Eugene Foreman, Eugene. Right. Pastor Eugene Foreman. And he was the stereotypical Baptist preacher, loved to fish, come over to the house, tell you fishing stories. He was a wonderful man, loved Jesus. But he was big on memorization. And so when I was in Sunday school class, when I was 8 years old, Carlo, 8, 9, and 10 years old, we had competitions every Sunday who could memorize all the books of the Bible. You had to have all the books of the Bible memorized by the time you're 8, right? And then it was memorizing the 23rd Psalm, Romans Road, right? Romans 3:23, Romans 6:23, Romans 10:9-10, all of that. You had to memorize that. You got to know it. And there was one boy in my class. I can still picture that boy. Can't remember his name. And he was the only guy that could beat me. And he would beat me, and I was determined.
It was Jimmy Akin.
I was determined I was going to beat him. But what it did is it created this is the way you do it. And so that memorization. Yeah. So that when I came back, you know, Proverbs, train up a child in the way he is to go, and when he was old, he will not depart. It's so important that we teach our children. You gotta pound it into them, because whatever you pound into them, that's going to be what they fall back on when they get older. And I'm grateful to God for Pastor Foreman and later Pastor Gary Jenkins, who was my mentor at Christ Chapel Assembly of God. Carlo, that's the thing. Is that's the reason why. It wasn't my Catholic seminary training. I spent 6 years in formation priesthood. I often jokingly say I took homiletics at Jimmy Swaggart Bible College, and I took it in Catholic seminary. I'll take Jimmy. You know, because at least they teach you. You know, it's not about histrionics, but it's about engaging with people.
Yes,
you've got to.
And this order toward an end, right? I remember in your presentations and being so fired up. When you would give a talk and you'd say, we got to start talking Bible. We got to talk Bible with our Protestant friends. But and that's ordered toward evangelization and being effective.
Yeah.
You know, I started off with talking about your passion and your zeal and how that captured me and your flair. And so I'll share one last thought to sort of wrap up my testimonies of your ministry. One of the things that always got me, Tim, in your presentations was your saying. Your rapid fire saying of preaching.
Yes.
And so guys, I'll share it with y'all. Every presentation, Tim would always get people fired up saying, we gotta become Bible toting, scripture quoting, sin facing, devil chasing, chorus humming, guitar strumming, gospel preaching, soul reaching, overcoming, children of God.
Carlo, nicely done.
I'll tell you, man, listen, Tim, I mimicked that throughout my young ministry, man, and I would say that over and over again. I stole it, bro.
Yes.
And it would fire the crowds up. Now I will say I kind of developed one my own that's a little bit better.
Okay.
Amen.
The
student has surpassed the master.
It so works. So anyway.
Oh, praise God.
Hey, Tim, we wanted to give, this is our present. This is you got a present from the apostle. This is from us here in the radio department. And it's a sweatshirt.
Oh,
and it says,
wow.
Catholic, it's our logo on there. And hold it up there. Oh, wait, it seems to say something on the back.
Oh, no way.
Show it to the camera, will you?
Where's the camera? Right, that one?
Yeah. Peace, love, joy.
I have an office back here, and Tim would come in the back door every day. That back door would open.
Yes.
In comes Tim Stables, the first words out of his mouth, peace, love joy. So we got you the peace, love, joy.
I actually remember when I came for my interview,
man,
for Catholic Answers, that image is very vivid in my memory of Tim walking down the hall, looking in this office, peace, love, joy, peace, love, joy, peace, love, joy, right then left, right then left. I remember that. It was amazing.
All right, let's do our, I think we got one more testimony. I do not want to leave this person out. See,
y'all are killing me,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, go ahead. Play that last testimony that we got.
Hi, Tim. Well, look, hey, get on my back. I'll carry you. Social Security, just one more person I got on my back. You know, Tim, I got to thank you for something. You don't realize this, but I've been listening to a lot of your stuff, stealing your lines, put them in books, make a lot of money. Thanks, Tim. One of these times I'm going to give you credit for it. I think one of the best lines I ever got off at your expense, we were at a men's conference. You spoke before me. You got the Frisbees and the beach balls gone. I got up afterwards and I said, I did some calculating. If you strip Tim's talk of all of his amens, it's 8 minutes long. Tim, in all seriousness, Amen. My friend, you've been a mentor to me. You don't realize it. I learned a lot from you. I was in awe of the way you can talk about so many things. You know too much. You're like a fire hose trying to taper it down for us lay people. God bless you, what you do, Tim, where you go from here with your family. God hold you, God keep you, God strengthen you.
Wow.
Stay in touch with me anytime you want, my friend.
Oh, man.
Of course, he's a great
Ray Guarendi.
Dr. Ray Guarendi.
What a great man.
Dr. Ray, who missed his calling. He should have been a stand-up.
Oh,
well, he is a stand-up.
He's done stand-up. He has actually done stand-up.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, and I guess he killed.
He is hilarious.
He is.
But isn't it amazing how in the midst of that incredible, funny stuff that he gets some zingers in there? And Ray, didn't mention this here, but there have been times when I've called Ray and asked him about situations in my family. Because, you know, through all that.
And he said, Tim, buy my book.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? He also has a tremendous amount of knowledge when it comes to family relationships.
Right.
And he's helped me over the years.
He's helped so many people.
Yeah.
And he's a humble guy, too. He does this bit where he's like he's Mr. Dr. Ego or whatever, but he's not. He's a not. Very humble man.
He is. There have been times I remember being at we've spoken at so many conferences together over the years, but I can remember him asking me questions about some pertinent hot topics and apologetics and whatnot, and you hear the respect and love from Ray for me. And then I'll shoot it right back at him. But you know what? I have an issue. Let me talk to you, brother. You know?
Right.
He's a great man.
God bless him. God bless him. He's right, though. Your talk without all the amens is 8 minutes long.
You know, Chris, I've probably told you this, but Carl, when I first came here.
Oh, did he tell you to dial back on that?
Yes.
Were you able to?
Yeah, I was. Here, let me give you the straight scoop here.
Okay.
Because Carl and Jimmy both... it was first Carl, and then Carl and Jimmy met with me. And of course, I looked up to both of these guys and Patrick Madrid. These guys were awesome. And Carl said, you know what? We're not about histrionics here, brother. All right. And we're not saying that necessarily you're about that, but so, you know, we're going to have to. All he asked me was to tamp it down. He says, look, I get it. He said, he used the word shtick. He said, I remember. We were at lunch, excuse me, and he said, this is your shtick. But what Carl said that I carried with me was, we also have a certain gravitas here at Catholic Answers because we're dealing with the salvation of souls and issues that are extremely important. So, you know, you got to work it out, but you need to tamp that down and let's get a little more gravitas. That's all I'm going to say. And so I tried, and you know what? I think it helped because I did back off on the amens and a whole lot
made
of that stuff.
Talk about maybe 10 minutes long.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Took but 2 minutes of amens.
But
out.
Carlo, I'm grateful for it. I really am because I knew he was.
It captured me, man. It helped me. I mean, it was your amens as part of your flair and your style that captured my imagination fired me up.
And he never said do away with it. It was just a matter of let's tamp it down and let's focus on, because Carl was always about, I love that man, you know, he was always about, this apostolate is about Catholic answers, not Tim Staples answers, not Jimmy Akins, not Carl Keating's answers. We are about Catholic answers, and that has to be the focus. That's why, you know what, Carlo, we've never had really a face of Catholic. Closest thing we have is Cy, and who wants that as
Lord.
Your face?
Good Lord.
Oh, man, you're in with that guy.
Come on, Cy?
I'm with you 100%,
no,
Tim, on that.
But seriously, you know, Cy is awesome, right? But really, I think what Carl wanted, and I know you do as well, Chris, is Catholic answers to be the face of this apostolate.
That's right.
That is the faith, the one true faith, one Lord, one faith, one baptism given to us by our blessed Lord. And I'm grateful to God for that because I can tell you that's what I tried to live up to, and I still try. I'm taking Catholic Answers with me. Yeah, I can't work full-time anymore because of my stroke, and everybody knows about that, but I'm going to work as much as I can till I die. I'm not going to stop because I want to share Jesus with people. And people need Jesus in this culture and in this world. But I'm grateful to God because Carl and Chris and the family here at Catholic Answers really has always helped me to keep centered on what is most important. And it sure as heaven ain't Tim Staples. It's the Catholic faith.
God bless you, Tim, and thank you for everything. Dr. Carlo Broussard, Director of Apologetics, following in the footsteps of the great Tim Staples. Thank you for joining us for both hours.
It's my honor. Thanks for the invitation. And Tim, I won't say farewell, brother, because I know we'll still be having our gym time.
Amen.
And he's not going to leave you alone on email either. He can't.
That is gym time. That is gym time.
Okay.
That's our gym time.
That's our gym time. We get a topic and let's go for it.
And Chris Check, President of Catholic Answers, thank you for coming in for 2 hours.
As Carlo said, an honor. And Tim, to you, Semper Fidelis.
Semper Fi, brother.
When I first got here, I it was a lot to process. And I left one thing out, and Tim said one day, After the show, could we finish with a prayer every day? And since that day, we have finished with a prayer every day. We usually do it after we go off the air. But especially in Thanksgiving for Tim Staples, if you join me, Amen. Brothers, in praying the glory be. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Lord, we say thank you in a particular way for our brother Tim. Bless him, his health, his family, his wife, his children, and all of his endeavors. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all these Amen. Years of faithful ministry. Amen.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
Oh, thank you, Tim.
All right. We love you, Tim.
We do love you, Tim. We always will.